baptism. So I need to situate a couple things here, just have a few minutes. Before we part, I just want to share a little bit about being able to participate in the Mass today with Pope Benedict. So, as we've been saying, Jesus, we believe, is the author of the sacraments. So he is above the sacraments, and therefore can freely act as he pleases in his great generosity outside of the sacraments. But he likes the sacraments. He instituted the sacraments because he wanted to use something very tangible to touch it. Okay? But Jesus, being the author of the sacraments, being the author of baptism, can do what he normally does in baptism outside of baptism. He's free to do so. He established this particular place of encounter, so to speak, that we call baptism, wanting to use a tangible sign, wanting there to be an embrace linked to that, and wanting real inclusion, more manifest inclusion in the body of Christ that is the church. But he can baptize outside of the sacrament of baptism. In the catechism, you'll read about baptism of by blood, or baptism of blood. If somebody comes to believe in Jesus and dies for their faith, dies because of that belief before they're baptized, well, their death baptizes them, and then some. Baptism of blood. There is also what we call baptism of desire. Somebody who wants to be baptized, they're on their way to the Easter Vigil, and then they have a car accident. Well, what happens? Oh, all too bad for you. No, they wanted to be baptized. Jesus always responds to our desires. He always comes. And so they, by virtue of their desire and Jesus responding, are baptized. Not sacramentally, but all that is done and communicated in the sacrament is done and communicated to them. Baptism of desire. And that desire extends to children. There were several questions about, well, what happens to a child born prematurely? There was a question about children who are aborted. What happens to infants who do not receive the sacrament of baptism? Well, the desire of the parents, the same desire to which Jesus responds in the sacrament of baptism, is the same desire to which Jesus responds to baptize outside of the sacrament of baptism. Does that make sense? Jesus responds always. And so and the same thing holds true for children who are aborted and all infants. The faith of the church, the desire of the church, the hope of the church, even for those unnamed, carries, and to that Jesus responds. Okay. Why was John the Baptist baptizing if it was not a sacrament? He was preparing. It was a sacrament of repentance, a sacrament that prepared the way for Jesus and prepared the way for Jesus instituting the sacrament of baptism. He felt, I would have to do a little more research, but John the Baptist felt prompted to do that, and it's not really sure if he took an existent celebration in the Jewish tradition or what, but he felt moved to do this, so to prepare the way of the Messiah. His whole mission was about preparing the way, as we read in the scriptures. Okay, there are several questions about what do I do if my children don't want to baptize their children? Can I kidnap them? How does that work? We'll try to answer that one next week. We'll try to formulate that one well, if I may. But you begin by desiring for them, and we'll come up with a plan for next week. something of baptism of desire. You know, we believe as Catholics that God responds to the goodness of the human heart, to persons of goodwill. Goodwill means open heart. Now, we want baptism for everyone because it's the place of encounter that Jesus established. But as I said, Jesus, of course, can act as he wills outside of the sacraments. And so we believe that he responds to the goodness of the human heart. Persons who are trying to live according to their conscience and will, in a sense, are desiring God, and so doing it, seeking God, whether they articulate that or not. And to that desire, God responds, Jesus responds, and it's his secret. What Jesus is doing in every human heart is really his secret. We believe that there are these objective places of intimate encounter that he established, but he's free, once again, to do as he wills. So, and we can hope for them, which is why we pray for the whole world, for everybody, no matter where they may be in terms of their spiritual walk and their relationship with God. About pets. That's your next week too. There's certain things you have to word very well to do it justice, and that requires a little extra thought. So, today, as some here were in attendance,